hey, day one, not necessarily in the books, but you're done on the practice field. What was the competitiveness like? You got a bunch of guys out here ready to go, it seems.
Well, I mean, it's always good to get back together as a team, just build that camaraderie. And, you know, it felt good out there. We got to go watch film, see the things that we've improved on, see the things that we need to work on. So it's just good to be back on the field playing football.
To those of us who are watching and the fans who are in the stands, it just looked like OTAs. It wasn't, though, was it?
No, it wasn't OTAs. It's definitely day one of mini camp, getting closer to the season. So they're trying to put it all together and just trying to build off what we did in OTAs and move on.
What's the most difficult part of a day of training camp? Is it the time on the field or the time in the classrooms?
I don't know. That's a hard one because we're definitely competing and working out there. But, you know, it definitely takes a toll on our bodies, trying to stay alert and awake in meetings. So,
you know, Gus at the end of practice had the soccer player come and kick the ball. And that's the way that he is. Everything's a competition to him, isn't it?
Yeah.
And how does that translate for you guys?
Well, everything that he preaches, just his energy that he brings to the team, you know, it's somebody you want to play for. Definitely brought the right guy in to put the pieces in place. And, you know, it makes us want to go out and compete every day, just trying to get better.
It's only day one, but do you have any veteran secrets for stamina, for, you know, taking care of yourself in training camp?
I think you said it. It's just knowing your body, taking care of your body, because it's training camp and it's going to be a long season. So you want to stay healthy. That's the main thing.